Hey, everybody, welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. This is Sharon Jeffers, and it's a beautiful spring day, and it's a Seven of Clubs day today. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome. I'm happy that you're all here, and I'm happy to be here myself. My website, if you don't know, is Star of the Magi, StarOfTheMagi .com. I'm also on Facebook, Cards of Destiny. And I think today, it being spring, I've been thinking a lot about relationships. Probably because I've been working with a lot of people, working with a lot of couples and individuals. Everyone seems to be focused on relationship, either having greater understanding of who they are in relationship or why they can't seem to have a relationship that works for them, or relationships where people want them to be better. You know, it's really easy to fall into a rut, especially if you're married with children. Very, very easy to fall into a rut because the children become the priority, and as they get older, their activities become priorities, and, you know, the relationship sort of becomes automatic, and a relationship won't survive in automatic. It needs its gears being shifted all the time with consciousness. And, you know, our relationships, whether they're our friendships, our spouses, our lovers, our children, our coworkers, all of our relationships need attention. They need attention all the time. And we, you know, they're like plants. I've been gardening a lot the last couple of weeks, and, you know, the plants, you once you put them in the ground, you have to remember they're there and keep watering them. And our relationships are the same way. And I think we go into relationships in one mindset, and then we start having expectations instead of having that fresh, curious attitude that we enter them with. So, you know, I'm going to take calls today. And as many of you know, I've written a book on relationships called Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships. It was my second book. And it's all based on the system that, you know, I come on the air to talk with you about. And that system is based in an ancient science of timekeeping that reveals that the regular deck of playing cards was originally a calendar. And its use was for timekeeping. And when uncovering the deeper levels, we see that it actually reveals a lot of information about our true nature. And in some ways, it's more specific than astrology or numerology because of the specific day that we're born and the life path that's associated with that day. A life path that reveals the cycles of time and influences that we move through from birth on. And also, you know, the things that light us up and bring us passion. It reveals also our relationship connections with one another. The system is amazing. And I really encourage people to get to know at least the very basics of what the system is about, because just the four suits of the system represent the four aspects of the human experience, emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual, the hearts, the clubs, the diamonds, and the spades. I'm going to give you a call-in number. This is an 800 number. And this number is good for the USA and Canada. And that number is 888-627-6008. If you would like to Skype to BBS Radio, the handle is BBS Radio. So the call-in number one more time is 888-627-6008. I'm happy to, you know, look at your cards briefly and tell you what I see. If you have a question about your life direction, a relationship that you're in, your child, someone close to you, I don't want to do fortune telling, meaning don't call me about the guy that you met on the internet 10 years ago and been talking to him and he's been leaving his wife for 10 years but hasn't done it. I don't want to talk to you about that. But I'm here to talk to you about who you are, where you are in time, and what's possible right now for you or any challenges that you have. Oh. Adam from North Carolina is on line one. Let me talk to Adam.
Hello.
Hi, Adam.
Hello. How are you, Sharon?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
What can I do
was,
for you?
Well, I was calling because I found myself kind of in a intimate situation with an ace of clubs friend of mine.
An ace of clubs? What
yes.
What sign is this ace of club? What astrological sign?
Scorpio.
Scorpio, ace of clubs. And your birthday, Adam?
January 27th, 1991.
King of clubs. Okay, so let's look at this picture. First of all, if we composite these cards, we get the Ace of Spades as a relationship card, right? The Ace of Spades is the card of the Magician. Now, I just want to say something about this because for everyone who's listening, we are an entity, and when we come together with another entity, a third entity is formed. We call that a relationship. That relationship has a life of its own, and it has a life path of its own. So when you, Adam, I'm so happy you called.
Yeah, me too. I'm so happy I got through.
When you combine your King of Clubs birth card with the Ace of Clubs birth card, it's an Ace of Spades relationship. This is a very powerful transformational energy. So the connection between you has to first be spiritual. Your values have to match. And there has to be a tremendous amount of understanding because you're both really strong individuals. A king is, you know, the ruler of a suit, and an ace is all about self. And these are two cards that have very strong personal will and intention. And because you're a king with an ace, that makes the relationship an ace relationship. One that brings about what could appear to be challenges for the sake of transformation. If you're both consciously aware in the moment, and that's your goal, is to be more aware and present with each other, then the dynamic becomes one where there are lots of aha moments. And it also furthers each of you to be more of the individual that you are. The the challenge, the biggest challenge in this relationship is being sure that you're actually listening to one another. Because the Ace of Spades is not a card that, it's so driven by its desire to succeed in whatever the focus may be, that it isn't always receptive. And it sits in, you know, it's a conjunction of Neptune and Mercury. So with that powerful force of the Ace energy, the vision and the mental states of this card are moving very quickly. There's a lot of brilliance there. In a relationship, you have to take a lot of care to listen to one another and not just think you're listening, but actually being present in your listening. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So is this relationship already happening?
Yes, it is. But, you know, it's, we're kind of leaving it open. And, you know, you started with saying that there has to be a spiritual focus there.
Excuse me, I can't. Can you say that again?
Yeah, I said, you know, and you said in the very beginning, you said there has to be a spiritual focus there. And that's kind of where we're at. Or at least that's where we like to think where we're at. So I'm wondering if you have any kind of insight as to, you know, other than like, you know, meditating together, that sort of thing, what are sort of ways to cultivate that within the Ace of Spades?
Well, there are a few. Creating together. If you have a vision of something, creating that together. The other thing, your planetary ruling cards are a Jack of Hearts relationship. So this is really the portal to the consciousness of the higher realms of love and the heart. The Jack of Hearts also likes to play and hang out. You know, it's a very creative energy, and it likes the ease of life. So the Jack of Hearts and the Ace of Spades together, you know, it's like you can manifest however you want. You just need to be sure that you're always being honest with each other and having the same goals. And you need to be sure that the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual are all being taken care of. So there needs to be some playfulness that happens here.
Okay.
It's really important.
Yeah.
It's like you don't want to try too hard. Don't make it, you know, 90% spiritual and then the other three aspects are like, you know, choking to death. That's not going to work. You got to have 25% reach. And at the same time, each of those aspects are 100%. Am I making sense? You know, I believe that for a relationship to work, the connections have to be physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. You have to meet on all those realms. You have to have the same values. Sounds like you have the same values and that you meet really probably. So just make sure you bring in the playfulness and that it doesn't become so spiritual that the other aspects aren't being nurtured and fed. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. How's the weather in Boone?
It's a little bit overcast today, but it feels pretty good outside.
Good.
Spring's definitely here, too.
Stunning down here. Well, thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you for answering.
You're welcome.
I will talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. I want to talk a little bit about each of the suits, especially relative to relationship. I guess maybe I have spring fever. And, well, I want to talk a little bit about the cards and how they affect us. Because just as there are 13 cards in a suit, ace through king, we have 13 cards in our life path. And we also, in that life path, have four cards, which I call personal significators. And these are four primary cards that are called the birth card, the spirit card, the soul card, and the planetary ruling card. So our birth card is determined by our birthday. If you've never heard about this system before, you know, think about this. There are 52 cards in the deck of cards, the playing card deck. There are 52 weeks in the year. There are 12 months in the year, and there are 12 court cards in the decks, the jacks, the queens, and the kings. Okay? There are four suits, the hearts, the clubs, the diamonds, and the spades. And there are four seasons in the year, spring, summer, fall, and winter. In each one of those seasons, there are 13 weeks of time. And in each one of those suits in the deck, there are 13 cards, ace through king. Our birth card is determined by the day of the year that we're born. And our birth card, it's like our soul's expression in this life. The influences of this card manifest as, you know, a signature. It's like our personal signature in life. And this is how we express ourselves. It's through this energy that we express ourselves. It's like the gown that we wear to the ball, or the costume that we wear to the ball, because many men wouldn't wear a gown. So let's include everybody. So our personality, you know, we personify the energy and the expression of the birth card that we have, whether it's a king of clubs, a two of hearts, a three of diamonds, a four of spades, you know, a five of clubs. It doesn't matter what our card is. It's like a doorway into another, into a whole universe. Each one of us is a doorway into that universe. And, you know, I guess when I was thinking about talking about relationships today, I was thinking about that very thing, that, you know, when we meet someone, we're really curious about who this person is. We're either curious and we take the journey to explore and discover, or we slap a fantasy onto this person and a story, and then we live in our fantasy. If we do that, the person that we're connected with isn't, you know, going to meet our expectations. That's probably pretty much guaranteed. If we look at the person to see who's there, and this is an ongoing experience, this cannot die, this curiosity in a connection with another, whether it's our lover, our child, our friend. You know, there's always something more to see. There's always someone more to know. And it's really our opportunity to explore that. Because hidden within each one of us is an expression that longs to come out. And this is what our spirit card determines in our life path. And people don't always see who we really are inside. I mean, I bet that if I asked you, is there a part of you that you feel no one knows? I would guess that almost everyone could say yes to that. I don't know if it's possible for us to completely know one another. I really, really don't. Because there's something that lives deep within inside of us that's a gift just for us. And that gift is just for us to express. And the expression of that is like a flower. It's like the most beautiful flower. And that flower can turn into an entire garden. However, the roots and where they come from is a place so deep within inside of us that only we know. That's the place within us that we must live. We must live in there so that we have a love affair with our own soul, with the spirit and the essence of our being. Our spirit card reveals to us, and if you want to know your spirit card, you can call me. Our spirit card reveals to us, you know, it reveals an expression of who we are. So it's like a flavor. It's a scent. It's something that touches the senses of those around us and the world around us. When you look at an artist's painting or an author's writing or a musician, when you hear a musician's song, you know, when you hear that music, you're hearing the expression of that person's soul. When you look at an artist's painting, you're seeing an expression of who that artist really is. When you read an author's words, they take you somewhere. They touch you somehow. There's still an element that is hidden, that only we can touch, only that artist can touch, only that writer can touch, only that musician can touch, only I can touch for myself. And the beauty that is there is never ending. And when I make that my priority, from there, I become like a child with innocence and curiosity. From there, I feel still and fulfilled. And it's only from a place of fulfillment that we can really give to anyone else. We must first give that love to ourselves. Boy, I had no idea I was going here today. I'm listening to what I'm saying. I'm always listening to what I'm saying. For all I know, no one else is listening to me. So I must pay attention. I guess it all comes back to how much work I've been doing the last couple of weeks with people and their relationships. And I went to a wedding last weekend, and it was such a cool wedding because it was a complete expression of the bride as an individual and the groom as an individual and them together, you know, and it was quite wonderful to see that kind of creativity in a wedding. So if you have questions and you would like to call in, I have a feeling that most people are out in the beautiful weather today. I would be if I wasn't committed to being doing this radio show. Trust me, I'd be working in my garden right now. But let me give you the 800 number. I'm going to take a 1 minute break. And the 800 number is 888-627-6008. You can call in and we can talk. Okay, thanks.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge bring humanity closer to truth. BBSRadio.com.
Okay, call in number. Talk to me. 888-627-6008. You want to talk to me about a relationship? You want to talk to me about what's going on in your life, where you are, if you have a challenge, or just basically what I see for you right now? I can do that. So give me a call because I don't want to talk to myself anymore. I'm going to talk a little bit about the day today. It's a very, very powerful mental day. And I just want to open up the life spread today. I do the card of the day every day from... I have a free card of the day email that I send out from my website. You can sign up there at starofthemagi.com. And I usually talk about, I give a little bit of insight into the influences and energies of the day. And then, just to inspire people or help guide people. This is a very powerful day today for refining how we think. What our plans are, what we believe, everything, anything having to do with mental refinement, this is the day for that. So it's a good day to clear out the cobwebs, get rid of old beliefs, old ideas, any negative conversations that go on that aren't serving us, throw them out, create the space for something new to grow there that is more supportive. Okay, Marcus, you're on line one. I would be happy to talk to you. Thank you.
Hey, Sharon, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, Sharon. Can you hear me?
Marcus? Okay, I can't hear Marcus.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
I hear you. Hello? Sound like you're a million miles away. I'm not sure why that is. I can barely hear you.
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Don, can you fix the sound for Marcus?
No, I'm...
Okay.
Marcus. I can hear you fine.
Oh, there you are.
Here I am. I can hear you great. Thank you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm good. I wanted to let you know it's beautiful here in New York City, and I'm staying inside just to listen to your show because it's so comprehensive and informative.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. I hope you have the windows open.
I want to hear about the spread of the day, because I'm definitely feeling a lot of the emotional intensity of this eclipse we just had the other day and the full moon.
Well, this is a really good day to observe those emotions and the thoughts that accompany them. And then sit there like, you know, a little king in the throne and pick out what no longer serves you. Sometimes
right.
The emotions that are stirred up from the moon and also from the cards today can really stir things up so we can observe them as they're leaving us. Maybe old things, maybe new things. It's important to, I think, when I am aware of things coming up like that, I refuse to put an I in front of a statement with them. I am this, I feel that, I just observe the sensation. Whatever it is, observe the sensation of the emotion, observe the thought, and don't identify with it personally. Just see where it's going. See where it came from, see where it's going. Say, bye, thank you for coming.
Yeah, but how do you communicate that? Do you journal first and then eventually talk about what you felt?
Well, I think talking's overrated personally, but that's just me. You know, I'm a double diamond. We don't like to talk that much. It's like, okay, we got it. Let's go.
I'm a double diamond too, but I live with somebody, and it's challenging in relationship to negotiate what I request and what they need sometimes.
Okay, so here, let's talk about that. So you're the Six of Diamonds, and your planetary ruling card is the Ten of Diamonds.
Ten of Diamonds.
And then is this a partner or a roommate?
Roommate.
Okay, roommate. What is your roommate?
Seven of Diamonds.
Oh. And the planetary ruling card? What sign?
He's a Virgo, Seven of Diamonds.
Five of Spades.
Five of Spades, okay.
Now, you know, let's talk about the Six and the Seven of Diamonds, which are your two birth cards, and they sit side by side in the deck.
Right.
Okay, so there's a eternal connection, I like to call them, because the Six and Seven of Diamonds will always sit side by side in the natural order of the cards. So together...
Right.
You know, the Six and Seven of Diamonds is the Four of Clubs connection. So there has to be communication in this relationship. The whole thing is founded on your communication. The thing that's tricky is you want to do your best not to have expectations of one another. You know, in my book, Love and Destiny, the four keys to the kingdom of the Six of Diamonds relationship for it being the best it can be is to first pay really close attention to your intuition, because it's going to bring out or bring, I should say, to the surface your intuition more strongly. Right?
Well, and I'm the Six of Diamonds, and he's the Seven of Diamonds, and I thought that we had a King of Hearts relationship, but you're saying it's a Four of Clubs relationship.
33. Oh, you know what? I added wrong. You're right. You have a King of Hearts relationship. I'm sorry. I added your card with the wrong number. Okay, so forget it. Let's switch gears. I'm refining my mind. Okay, so, well, this is a different ball game altogether then, because you're each going to want what you want. The King of Hearts is a different thing. It's a great connection. It's very yummy. But whatever card, people, is governing the relationship, that's going to infuse each of you with its energy. And the King of Hearts is a very loving, gracious, beautiful card. It's also very selfish with its time. King of Hearts wants their own and needs to have time alone. And communication is very important because the Spirit card is the Two of Clubs, which is the card of communication. The Soul card for the King of Hearts card relationship is the Nine of Spades, which means there's always going to be an opportunity for each of you to let go of your agendas, of how you think things should be, of how you want them to be, come together in a way that you communicate. But first, just like I was speaking about earlier, there has to be that innocence and curiosity, because it's really easy when you live with somebody to get into these patterns that lead to judgment. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. And especially expectations.
Expectations are the most damaging thing that can happen in a relationship. And it's really hard for us as human beings not to have them. It's really hard for us not to have expectations. We almost have to reach sainthood not to, I think. But by being, finding that place within us that's still and focusing our attention there, you know, and really being open and receptive to discover rather than demand. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So this relationship can throw emotions out of balance in each of you as well. So the secret is you work out your own stuff first before you communicate. Like you said, should I journal first? This is a personal preference. You know what I mean? But When something comes up with me and another person, or I see something in another person that pulls me out of that place of just being present, I look to myself first and ask myself, how am I in relationship with myself relative to this? Because whoever's in front of me is a mirror reflecting back to me how I am in relationship with myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very spiritual and powerful.
Well, it's also very helpful. And the other thing that's really important in a King of Hearts relationship is trust. You have to trust yourself, and you have to be in that experience of trust. Not, I don't know if I can articulate this, but, you know, If we have issues around trusting others or trusting ourselves, being in a King of Hearts relationship will bring those up to the surface. So what does the King of Hearts tell us? You know, I mean, the heart suit is all about feeling, you know, and he's the master of the suit. He's like, listen to the beat of your heart. Be in the rhythm of your heart. Find that place of unconditional love. And then look at things from there. First with yourself and then outwardly. You know, it's really about being present, and also wearing the crown of your own individuality in a way that it's not threatened by somebody else's. Make sense?
Yep. Okay, thank you, Sharon.
You're so welcome, Marcus. Thank you for calling. Esther, we have Esther on the line from Miami.
Yes, what an honor to talk to you. I hope that I can express well. I know that I am in a position of transformation and change.
Uh-huh.
The last years has been really, you know, difficult, but very rewarding, because I have been working in spirit for 30 years, and so I think I am in the place where I am surrendering and I'm trusting that. And I think that's one of my issues, of trusting the divine to guide me. But so many things happening and health, you know, issues for me. That I don't know how to, well, I don't know, well, I know it's trust, but I always wanted to, you know, I see your column every day, and I really trust you, because I think that you're a really wise, you access the wisdom and divine work, and I just want to talk to you, and so you can tell me something about
Esther, thank you. Esther, thank you for your kind words. Are you age 67 right now?
Yes.
Let me tell you something that's going on. I'm looking at your yearly spread right now, which is governed by Saturn. So Saturn isn't always, you know, a picnic. You have the Nine of Spades behind you, and this is a very tough card. It's a card that brings a lot of endings. It can bring loss. It can challenge us health-wise, and it definitely makes us feel like something is looming over us, and it doesn't always feel good. And the purpose of this card is to really transform who you are. I mean, your life, not who you are, your life. So it reflects more of who you really are in a bigger way than it has been. You're sitting also, your Seven of Diamonds birth card. Your birthday is September 4th, correct?
Correct.
So your Seven of Diamonds birth card is one of four cards that is called a semi-fixed card. And you move back and forth every year. One year you're sitting in a double Venus position and, you know, the sun is shining. And then the next year you're sitting in a double Saturn position and it feels like you're in a vice. And you're in that double Saturn position, and the year is also governed by Saturn. So it's not the easiest time for you right now. And let me just see which 52-day cycle you're in. Because you're in Uranus. So, you know, when you turned 65, you went into a 13-year cycle with the King of Hearts. And it's really, 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 really important for you to be expressing your beauty, your creativity, the expression of who you really are. And another thing I see that's very important for you during this time is to be sure that the relationships that you have in your life are all loving and serving you, and that you are doing the same. And if those relationships aren't at that level, then perhaps they need to be weeded out, because this year is a year where that could be happening quite a bit, where if you feel disappointment, there are some habits, it looks like, that could be changed. And this could be relative to health. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes. No, has been like that. No question about. And actually, I am happy that it's happening. This is forcing me to see my priorities, because usually I used to see or serve first the others and not my own desire. And it's the art and the healing. I do energy work too. So, yeah, I think I have to focus more in that. And like you said, to be more clear and honest with the relationships. Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful experience at the same time. You know, I feel, or oh, I'm observing both, you know, and I know how much I am changing. I'm really changing.
Yeah, well, you'll be a different person by your next birthday in September, trust me. Because that card is, it's an energy that's moving through you, and it's just preparing you for something very powerful. And, you know, it's going to be a very different year after your birthday, trust me. You want to do the work between now and then, because you're being given the work to do. And, you know, your Five of Spades planetary ruling card is sitting in a position that, you know, this is a time where you really, really need to tap into your rhythm, your personal rhythms, moment by moment. If you feel like doing nothing, do nothing. If there's chatter giving you a hard time about doing nothing, tell it to go away. That you really meditation and rest, focusing inwardly, and allow yourself just to go into your dreaming, your imagination, and your intuition. And then when that is fulfilled, then you'll spring into action. That might not last a long time. You just move with that motivation, and then you'll be pulled back in. This whole year, birthday to birthday, age 67, this is what it's about for you and how you are moving in your life. And what I'm reading right now is, you know, your planetary ruling card, which is the Five of Spades, it's also sitting in Saturn. And it wants to it wants to bring your dreams, your visions, your imagination, and your intuition into your life in a more powerful way. So it's sort of like you're going through a year-long initiation right now.
Yes, that's the way that I feel. Yes, yes.
And so if you have... Wait,
I really love you. I love your wisdom. Thank you very much, and I will follow it. I will follow it.
Maybe any habits?
Privately later, after.
Okay.
With you. Thank you so much, Sharon.
You're so welcome, Esther. Much love to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Welcome. What a sweet soul. But Esther, if you're still there, I must tell you something. If you have any habits that you could create for yourself to improve your physical life, any bad habits to let go of, any new habits to start, this is a very good time to do that, okay? Oh, I love the cards. I love this oracle because it's so real and it's so alive and it's so telling. You know, it's a guide for us. It's a guide. You know, it's a guide for all of us, for our path to self-mastery. You know, I'm doing a 7-day workshop in Mexico next month, and I am so excited about this. I can barely see straight because I know the power of this oracle is just going to blow out all the stops. projects and manifest for the people that are there, and that includes me. I always like to be available for that because there's always more to see. I've been working with this oracle for over 20 years, I think. I don't know. I can't keep track. But I'm going to stop counting now. But, you know, I'm blown away because every day it reveals something new to me. Like when I sit down to write the card of the day, that's not an automatic thing. I've been doing that for 6 or 7 years, I think. And when I sit down to write it, you know, most of the time, it's just so many things revealing themselves to me. And, you know, I can write a book probably about each day, but I don't do that. It's just an amazing tool for us to learn and to know and to have. And I have a book that's probably more than half written that's about children and the cards. And you know how people always say, kids don't come with a handbook, babies don't come with a handbook. Well, the truth is we all have a handbook. We have this oracle, and it is beyond amazing. And, you know, I don't claim to be able to see the whole thing. I know I don't, because I'm always seeing more all the time. I'm just very grateful that I have the relationship that I have with it. So for all of you that are new to the cards, you know, I highly recommend that you get to know about the suits. I have a lot of information in my book, Love and Destiny, on the suits. And I think I have some on my website. I have some in Cards of Destiny, which is temporarily out of print. It's being revised. But get to just understand the four suits. Maybe I'll do a little workshop on just the four suits in the next few weeks before Mexico or something, if I have time. But because understanding them helps you understand yourself and the other people in your life in a way that is sort of, I mean, a lot of times I feel like Alice in Wonderland walking around because everybody looks like a playing card to me with arms and legs and a head, you know. But I can look, and somebody was talking about their grandbaby on the phone. She was talking to her sister or something, and she said one sentence about that grandbaby, and I knew that baby was a spade baby. I knew that baby was a spade baby, you know. And it's like when you start understanding these amazing influences that are alive, it's just incredible. So, my friends, my time is coming to an end on the radio for today. And I want to thank you all for being out there. And I want to thank Adam and Marcus and Esther for calling in. And I wish you a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience of yourself every moment. And if you want to connect with me, there are many ways. You will find them. And until I am back here in a couple of weeks, unless I communicate with you in another way, I hope to see you then, and I hope you enjoy your spring. Many blessings and much love. Bye.